Do you find yourself putting off your largest and sometimes most important projects and tasks until the very last minute? And then you find yourself running around like crazy, trying to get it all done in a matter of what seems like or feels like minutes. And you do this over and over again and can't figure out why. But you do know that you want to stop. If that sounds like you, then you've tuned into the right podcast today, because on this episode, we're going to talk about how we can stop procrastinating and get our work done. Welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, helping you to use your expertise to advance in your career, business, and create a life you love. I'm Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm a clinical pharmacist, consultant, solopreneur, and working mom. I'm here to share all that I know about growing your career and business while striking a little bit of work-life balance. I believe that it's possible to have all that you want and more. It just takes a little work, and I'm here to make that journey a little easier. We'll dive into strategy, time and project management, leadership, and so much more. Let's get started. If you jump online and join any consulting group or chat, it won't be long until you see a post about procrastination. I promise, no matter what day I tend to, you know, kind of enter these groups, that is one concern, issue, pain point that is commonly expressed. I think a lot of times it's because you are often working in an environment where you have control of your day, you have control of your projects and your schedule, and it is, you know, a huge responsibility and something that you have to prioritize in order to get the work done. And so procrastination really is something that we all face, if we're honest. But it does impact some individuals more so than others. When we think about procrastination, it really is just the habitual and really intentional delay of starting or finishing a task, despite knowing the fact or knowing that you may have negative outcomes or consequences from not doing it. Some people feel actually like they will work better through procrastinating because they want to work under pressure and kind of increase some of the intensity that they feel or even creativity that can come from it. And that is true in some cases. However, I would like to stress and share that there are more negatives than positives. And so procrastination is something that you may feel at times helps you, but really in the long run, it can be extremely hurtful. It can destroy your career and your business, especially if it leads to missed opportunity or poor performance or even bad reviews. And health-wise, it can cause increased anxiety or stress. And really, it's just not our friend. So what we want to do is figure out how we can stop procrastinating and create a realistic, you know, schedule and timeline so we can get the job done and get it done in a way that's going to make us more impactful and grow our business. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here are four reasons why. One is free. Who doesn't love that? Two, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Super simple. Three, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And four, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right, I know you're tired of me talking about how procrastination can be, in essence, the biggest drainer for our business, and you're wondering, what can you actually do about it? Well, let's go through three tips or three potential solutions that may be helpful in keeping you from procrastinating and help you get the job done. So, number one is that we want to set simple and achievable goals. You know, I was working with a client not long ago, and there were a number of requests that we made that were IT related. The requests actually were rather small, and some of them were pretty easy, but we did make a number over an extended period of time. So let's say we made, you know, somewhere between, I don't know, maybe 10 to 15 or 20 requests in a year. And we noticed that these requests were not really being addressed, and the ticket was not showing that it was moving along. And so when we were able to meet with the IT team and try and do a bit of discovery and figure out what had occurred, what we found is that the smaller projects had been lumped into kind of like a larger bucket of tasks, and it was labeled as just one huge project. It was a project that they had slated for almost 300 hours of work. And so the way that the company kind of used their IT services is that they would allow them to determine or select projects based upon the number of hours and what they could dedicate at the time in terms of resources. And so there's no surprise that 300 hour project was sitting there the whole time untouched, because who in the world would want to tackle this huge mammoth of a project? And so after our meeting, we were able to break that back out into smaller projects and tasks. And when we did that, it was amazing because the work was completed within days or even weeks. And we were able to really move that along swiftly. And it was all because most of the team was no longer looking at this massive project and avoiding it and procrastinating when it came to addressing it. So this really just highlights the fact that oftentimes much of our procrastination comes from the fact that we're looking at a huge task and a large project in totality. And we have not taken the time to really break that down into smaller components or simple tasks and more achievable goals. So one thing that we can do is that we can take a look at our project that has to be completed and break that out once again into smaller specific, you know, tasks or goals, and then just begin to brainstorm and think of all of the things that need to be completed in order for this project to be done. By committing ourselves to completing the smaller tasks and projects, you'll be amazed how quickly you're able to really complete the larger project. Because doing something that takes a smaller amount of time and less resources and less energy is just mentally a better way to address the problem. It's easier to see yourself completing and being successful with the task, and therefore you move further. So one of the first things that you can actually do is to set simple and more achievable goals. Break that big project up into some smaller tasks. Now, if we're honest, another reason why we may often procrastinate is because we just don't like the work or the job that has to be done. And that's just a reality in some instances. There are times when we have to get certain, you know, projects or certain work done that is not enjoyable. But we have to get it done anyway, and we can't avoid it. It's something that we have to really address head on. So one of the, you know, second ways that I like to really address procrastination when I don't like a project is to actually make the unpleasant pleasant again. You know, I work in healthcare consulting, and one of the things that I hate to do is to kind of take on a chart review. Because number one, especially back in the day, we had to use, you know, written medical records, and it was very difficult to go through these massive, you know, 1,000-page charts that were kind of all stacked up on the table that they had pulled from the, you know, from the health library or resources. And you had to sit there all day because you couldn't take it out of the room and kind of go through book after book, page after page, looking for the information that you needed. I don't know if any of you can relate, but that was just pure torture. You know, now it's a lot better because now we have electronic medical records. And the one thing that we can do is actually log on and spend some time, you know, maybe in a more comfortable environment doing that work. Nevertheless, going through something and really searching and looking for information in different areas and different, you know, places within a chart or within a medical record, I mean, that can actually be very just mentally draining and challenging. And so I will admit, I will raise my hand and say I am guilty of procrastinating whenever someone puts any type of, you know, chart review in front of me, because it is something that I often dread and I do not like to do. It is unpleasant to me. But I do know that it's very, very important. And I know that the end result is going to really change, you know, a lot of the work that we're doing and can be very transformative. So I have to, you know, prioritize that task and to really, you know, kind of get it done the best way that I can. And so one of the solutions that I have found that works very, very well is to, you know, really take this task that I want to avoid and somehow find a way to make the experience more pleasant. So using the example of doing the chart review, oftentimes, you know, I dread sitting down in the same spot or in the same place and going through a lot of heavy, you know, material that is very difficult to take in and interpret. I dread that whole process. I dread the environment. I dread the experience. So what I am able to do is recreate that. And I try to, you know, whenever I have to do a large chart review of that nature, create an environment that is extremely pleasant. I pick the brightest and, you know, prettiest place to sit and work because I love sunlight. So I like to be, whether it's next to a window or in my favorite coffee shop that has great music and people hustling and bustling around, or, you know, just whatever environment really stimulates me in the moment and makes me feel happy and makes me feel, you know, like this is a more enjoyable experience. That is something that I will do. I will also think about just simple things such as, you know, your favorite coffee, or, you know, maybe listening to your favorite podcast or your favorite music. All of that goes into building a more pleasant experience. And once I am able to do that, or once you are able to do that, you are actually actively turning this unpleasant process that you have been dreading into something that is more pleasant and begins to resemble, more than likely, like your everyday work. And if you enjoy that, then it is not difficult to move forward and get the work done. So one of the key things that you can do in order to turn a very unpleasant task into something that you enjoy at least enough to complete in a timely manner is to turn that unpleasant experience, that unpleasant environment, into one that brings you joy, happiness, and contentment. My last tip is actually one that is rather simple and easy to do, and that is to tackle your major task or project at the start of your day. Usually the beginning of your day is really the one time at which you can control much of what is happening. That's before all of the meetings start. It's typically before even maybe your kids wake up at home if you have children, or you're, you know, starting your day early. You have the opportunity to really focus on whatever you desire, and you can wake up earlier in order to do that, especially if you have things that are already planned or already scheduled. But you have control over how you structure the very beginning of your day. And on top of that, you're refreshed. You're just waking up and you feel hopefully amazing. You hopefully feel rested from sleep and you're able to concentrate better. You're able to focus better and really get more done in less time, because it's oftentimes a more productive time of the day for most people. Now, if you really focus on using this time for the projects you procrastinate on, it can be helpful because you can get what you need done every day or on whatever set schedule that will then build and roll into, you know, a greater win. So what I always recommend doing is that, you know, you start small. Don't sit down and plan to do like an hour's worth of work that you have been procrastinating on for forever. Early in the morning, because more than likely you're going to procrastinate again and not do it. Because once again, going back to our previous tip, is that when you look at something that seems to be massive or seems to be large, and an hour can be a large amount of time if you're not used to doing that early in the morning, then you're going to avoid it. So what I always recommend is that you use smaller time frames, maybe only, you know, 15 to maybe 30 minutes, and really set that aside to get smaller tasks or smaller things accomplished. And the goal is really to be consistent. It's not all about the time. Even if you choose a smaller time frame, such as 5 or 10 minutes, as long as you are doing this consistently over time, you're going to find the accumulation of your work to reinforce your commitment to completing the task. And so what we're trying to do is really start a kind of like a snowball effect when it comes to working toward accomplishing a major project by taking on, you know, kind of smaller projects, smaller and simple tasks early in the morning and really getting that work done before anything begins to distract you and pull you away. Then you will hopefully make more progress on these major projects that you often procrastinate on and really grow that time that you're dedicating over a period of time, over, you know, day to day. So the goal, once again, is to tackle your major task or project at the start of your day before anything steals you away. Just to recap, I want to stress that there are some things that we can do to stop procrastinating and really overcome this major block. One is to set simple and achievable goals. The next thing we can do, number two, is to make the unpleasant pleasant again. And then three, tackle your major task or project at the start of your day. So hopefully some of these tips help and you will be on to really tackling your biggest and most challenging task overnight because now you know how to stop procrastinating. That wraps up another episode of the Excel at Consulting podcast. It's my hope that you enjoyed your time here and that you'll join in again for another conversation all about consulting, maximizing your impact, and achieving that work-life balance you deserve. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at Excel at Consulting, and I hope to see you, hear from you, talk to you again soon. Take care.